Welcome to the Powerful Comics Man Podcast. This is Gerald Dorado. Okay, let's do a Who's the Real A-Hole episode dito sa issue ng tato ni Tito Mikey. Okay, so itong si Tito Mikey, ngayon ko lang nabalitaan ito. Apparently, he is a former basketball player. I don't know what happened to him. He's being described as a TikTok influencer. And probably, he also works in media of some sort. Okay? So, ngayon, meron siyang naging post na nag-viral about his tattoos. Okay? That he had turned down a gig dahil yung organizer asked him to cover up his sleeve tattoos. Okay? So, yan. Nakikita nyo naman yung picture niya. Dami siyang tattoos sa kanyang mga braso. Parang hindi patapos yung iba. Patapos mo na yan, Tito Mikey. Okay, so dito sa issue na to ay kinampihan siya ng madaming netizens. Pero dito sa The Comics Man Method, we're gonna scrutinize this a little deeper. Let's find out who's the real a-hole in this situation. Sino ba talaga ang kupal? Si yung bang organizer o itong si Tito Mikey? Okay. Before we go on, let me just establish my position about tattoos. Okay, so I am an artist. I am an illustrator. So I have designed tattoos for a few people. Hindi ko naman mainline yan. Okay, pero may mga nagpagawa na ng tattoo sa akin. Hindi ako tattoo artist. I'm an illustrator. Okay, so and I am also planning for the longest time to get tattoos myself. So, I have no issues with tattoos. That's what I'm trying to say. I have lots of friends who have full sleeves. May mga tropa pa nga ako na iba na halos covered na ng tattoo yung buong katawan. Okay, so tattoos are goods for me. I see them, especially yung mga magagaling talagang mag-tattoo. I have high respect to that craft, diba? It's one thing that I wish I could do. Okay, so that's what I'm saying is I have no prejudice against people with tattoos or tattoos in general. Okay, I recognize the history and the artistry behind it. Okay, ngayon, now that that's out of the way, puntahan natin itong details ng post ni Tito Mikey. So, itong si Tito Mikey, he has employed this screen cap offensive against this organizer, itong kung sino mang kausap niya, who had the audacity to politely ask him to cover up his arm sleeves na tattoo. Okay? Kasi pag binasa mo to hi Mikey, I confirmed na on presumably the company or a date, they're asking lang if you're okay to wear long sleeves to cover the tattoos. Okay, so itong si Mikey ay obviously it did not sit well with him yung request. So ito, hi, tapos redacted. Sorry to hear, I'm not really comfortable with being asked to cover my tattoos to do my job. It's okay. Sorry, I think I'll have to pass on this. I hope to work with you guys soon. As you can see, maayos naman yung sagot niya, di ba? He has expressed awkwardness kasi may mga ginamit siyang emojis. Okay, so it was an uncomfortable. Sinabi naman niya I'm not really comfortable. So, okay, and then the organizer, ito, had been very, even more polite kasi he also, or she, understood na, kumbaga, it was an awkward request. Let's give him that. It was really an awkward request. So I understand po, family day po, daw po, and there will be a lot of kids. Kaya pinatanong lang po. Di ba mama, ginulpi siya ng po. But I let them know po. Based on how this reply was written, it seemed like parang napahiya. Napahiya itong kung sino mang kausap niya. Baka chick ito or I don't know. At nilike pa, ayan no, hinart pa ni Tito Mikey ang kanyang reply, indicating that okay, all is well. At may isa pang picture dito, eh ba? Hindi ko alam, parang si Magsanok ata to. Tapos si Tito Mikey ay mukhang malungkot. Ano pa ng mga nakalagay? So may binabasa sila, 'di ba? Hindi ko alam kung natuloy din yung gig eh. So ano ba talaga, Tito Mikey? Bakit meron pang kasamang picture na ganito? Anyway, let's go back. Let's analyze this further. Para sa akin kasi, sharing a private conversation, especially na maayos naman yung kausap mo, you responded properly, kumbaga, privately, you have an understanding na everything is good, and then you bring it out to the public na meron kang scathing remark about your conversation, I think that is a really slimy move. Diba? Ito kasi yung naging reply ni Mikey doon sa kanyang conversation with this person. Diba? So, I assume kilala nyo naman kung sino kinukuha nyo. You could have just told me na ang attire is formal or need ng long sleeves and I wouldn't look into it. Susunod naman ako. Now, why didn't you tell it? Bakit hindi mo sinabi dito kay sa kausap mo? Diba? Diba? Bakit hindi mo sinabi? Ito pa kasi, it seems like pinag-isipan niya kung ano itong kung anong gagawin natin given the fact na he has turned down the gig already. Habang kausap niya itong tao na ito, good siya, 'di ba? Parang okay. Kumbaga he's feeling a little awkward and then after the conversation, the text exchanges ended. Hindi pa siya nakaka-move on. And he had enough time to ponder kung ano yung gagawin niya na sunod. Tapos ito, nagsulat siya nito. He probably just wrote this madalian, di ba? Just to help himself move on. Ginawa niya yung post sa umaga. Probably, maybe right after. Or hindi ko alam kung gano'n niya katagal pinag-isipan bago siya nagdesisyon na gawing public ito. Given that he has redacted, binlock out niya tong mga pangalan to maintain anonymity of the person involved, but still, this is a betrayal of trust doon sa kausap mo. Diba? Ang tinutino niyang kausap eh. Diba? Matino siyang kausap, tapos ikaw, ginago mo siya. You have humiliated her or him publicly. Kasi alam niya na siya yun eh. Alam niya, Tito Mikey, alam niya na siya yung tinutukoy mo, di ba? And it is so unfair. That is so unfair. Kumbaga, if somebody else did this to you, this will affect you. Hindi mo alam kung may mental health issues yung taong yan. And all because of what? Kumbaga, deserve niya ba na i-publish mo yung words niya for hundreds of thousands of people to see, to be shared by other channels. Ito, dito yung pinuputok ng butchi niya eh. So, my tattoos make me bad for kids? Paano kung may ma-impart pala sana akong maganda sa kanila? Okay, so first of all, wala naman siyang sinabi. Wala namang sinabi yung kausap mo that you will be bad for kids. Hindi ko alam kung may sinabi pa siyang iba. Pero kung malamang kung may sinabi siya, malamang sinama mo eh. Diba? Malamang sinama mo para mas talagang diin na diin ang post mo. Pero this is the worst screen cap that you can provide. Diba? Family day daw po and there will be a lot of kids kaya pinapatanong lang po. Okay, so this is your client. Client, kliyente mo yan eh. And yes, you have made a choice na magpatato ka but you don't have to make that your identity. Diba? Na parang okay, sometimes hindi mo, may mga tao talaga na hindi gusto yung tattoo eh. That doesn't mean na hinuhusgahan ka nila at least most of the time, 'di ba? Especially kung ang mga kukuha naman sa iyo ay hindi naman siguro mga pipitsugin tong mga kliyente mo, 'di ba? 'Di ba? Kumbaga, I assume these would be highly educated people like you. Yun nga lang, meron silang preference na siguro for their, I don't know, maybe it's a religious thing. Maybe it's just personal preference, 'di ba? Maybe it's just I don't know, maybe even prejudice, 'di ba? But still, it's their event. Although you did the right thing to decline kung talagang hindi ka komportable, I'm not questioning you. Hindi ko naman sinasabi na ipagpilitan mo yung sarili mo, 'di ba? All I'm against is for you to publicly humiliate somebody over this. 'Di ba? Yun lang yung issue ko dito eh. Okay, hindi ka natuwa pero to betray the trust of somebody na kausap mo na naging magalang sa iyo, who understood you, that's a bitch ass move, man. That's a bitch ass move. And also, you are just reacting to a scenario that you have painted in your head. Na kasi wala naman siyang sinabi na ano eh, na masama kang tao, 'di ba? You just assumed that they think you are a bad person. Okay, and then here you are proclaiming that young children can learn something good from you when you are, I'm sorry, but you are exhibiting a form of mental weakness. Mental weakness ang tawag dyan, Tito Mikey. Diba? Kumbaga parang this is just something you can, okay, you can just accept that some people do not prefer their kids to see a host with tattoos. Masama ba yun? Masama ba yun, Tito Mikey? In the grand scope of things. Bakit? Pwede naman yun eh. Diba? Malay mo may matanda dun. Diba? Malay mo. Madami kang hindi na-consider. You had just made it about your identity. To me lang, I think you have shown a character flaw dito sa pinost mo. It's not indicative of a confident person. And that's okay. Kasi you can still improve. Diba? You don't have to make your tattoodness, your identity that if somebody showed this preference towards it, you're gonna bitch about it on social media. Diba? And embarrass somebody. Ito, yung mga comments ng mga tao, yung mga supporters mo, diba? They had been judging itong babae or kung sino man ito, hindi mo kasi pinangalanan. Diba? So you didn't want to be judged. Yun ang problema mo dito eh. And then, you made this public and then everybody, thousands of people had been judging this person. Diba? So I think you owe that person an apology, Tito Mikey. You should reach out. I'm not gonna tell you what to do to delete this post. Pero this is a shitty bitch-ass move. Di sa tattoo nagbe-base ang pagkatao ng isang individual. Hindi naman, 'di ba? Is this a fair comment to the person you are talking to? Is this a fair comment to the organizers? I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe in your world it is. But to me, I think this is very unfair. Ang dating ang plastic pa eh. Kasi pa parang hope to work with you guys soon. Tapos gagawin mo yan, 'di ba? Ipo-post mo yung conversation niyo na private. 'Di ba it's ano? 'Di ba that's a slimy move? I'm sorry to burst your bubble, Tito Mikey, but I don't think you're as fit as you think you are to impart good things with kids. That's what you showed in this post, 'di ba? Of course I don't know you. I just heard about you, but this is the internet, man. Okay. Also, siguro it's worth mentioning about this thing called virtue signaling. Okay? I think this is what's happening with you. Ito talaga ang tingin ko na ginawa mo eh. Virtue signaling. So ito ang definition ng virtue signaling. To share one's point of view on social or political issue, often on social media, in order to garner praise or acknowledgement of one's righteousness from others who share that point of view or passively rebuke those who do not. Diba? That's virtue signaling. Okay, pero tingin ko mas precise na tawagin na victim virtue signaling yung nakikita ko dito. Diba? Kasi parang ang gustong iparating nitong post na to is there's nothing wrong with having tattoos. Okay? And he, as a person with tattoos who had made it his identity to express prejudice towards people like him, diba? And rebuke those people passively. That is a virtuous thing to do. And he is praised in doing it. Pag sinabi niya yun, diba? And magkakaroon siya ng mga comments na ganito na, alam mo yan, oh, by the way, good job. 'Di ba? Stop normalizing na pag may mata, may tattoo eh masamang tao na. Sino pang nagsasabi noon? Sino ang nagsasabi noon? Talaga? Or sometimes just because hindi mo preferred na may tattoo yung host ng ano mo, ng show mo dahil may mga bata, does that really say na they think you are a bad person? I think you are, kumbaga, I think malayo yung leap na ginawa mo. If you're being honest, okay? Yeah, no, loading na kita. It's, I don't know. I think it's just, again, a bitch-ass move. Pero tingin ko okay lang eh. Kung talagang ang worldview mo ay gawing identity, lahat ng traits about you, then that's your choice. Siguro, ang pinakang hindi ko lang marerespeto dito is the betrayal of trust that you did to the person na kausap mo dito. That is why, dito, Tito Mikey, dito sa issue mo ng tattoo, who's the real a-hole? Ikaw, Tito Mikey, sa aking palagay, you are the real a-hole in this scenario. This is something that you could have dealt with privately. There's absolutely no need for you to humiliate this person, even anonymously, di ba? Sinabi ko kanina, anong nararamdaman niya ngayon? These people are condemning him or her as a bad person. Diba? That person probably shares the same point of view with you. Diba? And I really hope that you have apologized to her. Her na lang! Diba? Okay. To conclude, tattoos are cool. Tattoos are cool. Walang hindi debate yan. Diba? Walang hindi porket may tattoo ka ay masama ang tao. Diba? Tama naman yung sinasabi nila. Pero ang problema ko dito sa post na to ay hindi naman sinabi yon noong kausap nitong si Mikey. If you want to be respected, you should be able to accept na hindi lahat ng tungkol sa'yo ay gusto ng iba. Diba? So, diba, ganun naman talaga yun eh. So kung may tattoo ka, kung may mga tao, may ma-meet ka na hindi nila preferred ang may tattoo, wala kang magagawa dun. Meron ka rin preference sa sarili mo. Kumbaga, respetuhan lang yan. Show me somebody na nagwawala dahil sa tattoo. Siguro may pa ilan-ilan dyan, pero to parang make it appear like this is a social contagion that needs to be stopped, that's whack. I think OA na yun. Diba? I'm sure may pailan-ilan dyan. I'm sure. Meron talagang mga close-minded about tattoos. Pero for most Filipinos, yung mga ganong tao, they would be laughed out of the room already. Hindi na problema yan. As shown here in your post, diba? The amount of support that you got. Yan lang. And that's a good thing. Diba? So, I don't think malaking problema itong tattoo na yan. Tito Mikey, ang mas malaking problema ay yung mga intolerant people who betray trusts of people they talk to in private and make them public for clout. Okay, so I think that's it. Paalam, paalam.